Well, you know, there are two senses that we use when we're buying real estate. It's because of these two senses that lead us to the two biggest mistakes that we can make when we're about to make a real estate purchase. The first one is getting too emotional, and the second one is overanalyzing. It's difficult when you're buying property for the family because it does become a bit emotional. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you should take out all of that emotion if you're buying a family home, but you do actually need to keep your feet firmly on the ground because it is a major investment, and it's one that you can either that can either cost you a lot of money or can actually make you a lot of money in the long run. An emotional purchase may just lead you to pay too much. Statements like, "We've just got to have this property," or "This is where we're going to raise the family." These are statements that are charged with emotion. Try and remove that emotion and look at it as a business transaction. I'm continually reminded of the statement that you will make money from real estate when you buy, not when you sell. Buying a property emotionally can lead you to paying too much, as I've already said. Many people also prefer to buy a property in an area that they may be familiar with, maybe a place where they grew up or where the family home is. These are some great reasons, of course, but may also not result in a good investment. The second mistake is to overanalyze the purchase. Now, this is sometimes called paralysis by analysis. I can tell you now that if you research something long enough and hard enough, you will always find the answer to justify your position on any situation. Buying property is not a perfect art, and anyone who requires abundant evidence may never be satisfied enough to make a purchase. They simply become too scared to make that final decision. In most cases, it's the fear of making a mistake. The best way to never make a mistake is not do anything. Don't make any decisions, and don't purchase any property. Now, that's not the way that I choose to invest. It's not the way that I choose to live. Having said all that, property can be very, very forgiving. A mistake made today in a good market can actually be rectified. Maybe not tomorrow, but certainly a little further down the track. Time in the market, that's what it's called. Also, speaking of emotion, you can justify an emotional purchase by balancing off any loss as cost of living. How's that for justifying a mistake? And on that note, I'll say farewell for today. Look forward to catching up with you tomorrow morning as we talk real estate again at 7 o'clock. News is next.